From beanies to carry bags and from shoes to caps, browse our shop now at tntradio.live. Rick Munn on TNT Radio.
He's a genius. He's a brilliant man of absolute integrity.
Okay.
Today's news talk, TNT Radio.
All right, Friday the 2nd of December. Wow, Friday the 2nd of December, 2022. Rick Munn on the mic. Microphone, that is, not on Mike Ryan. Yes, I'm here again for one day only until Monday. And whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and whatever you're doing, I hope it's nice. You're very welcome to stay tuned here to TNT Radio. Well, you're welcome to stay tuned permanently, but you're especially welcome to stay tuned over the next 2 hours, where we will be trying to bring a little light relief to this heavy, oppressive vibe that's going around the world at the moment, try and tell some truth, make you aware of some things that you maybe weren't aware of, and somehow brighten your morning, afternoon, or evening up, wherever you happen to be listening from. I have two wonderful guests lined up for you today, as I always do. Natalie Chill will be hopping on the mic in about 15 minutes, all being well, and we're going to be chewing the fat about a lot of things that are happening at the moment. Natalie will be joining me shortly, and then the wonderful Ian Davis will be joining me at approximately 10:20 a.m. UK time. You can do your own mathematics and work out times from that point. That's all to come. What's happening? What's not happening at the moment? It's been a very, very eventful few hours, let alone few days. I made a video clip late last night that I stuck up on my Twitter feed. It was made about 11:30 p.m. as I was walking the roads in my dark outfit, as I do, intimidating the locals, about Kanye West, Alex Jones, and Elon Musk. And since that upload last night at 11:30 p.m., Musk has subsequently kicked Kanye, or Ye as he likes to be known, off Twitter. He's gone. He's banned him. And there's a lot of fallout from the interview with Alex Jones on InfoWars. I'll get into that in detail with Natalie, no doubt, and possibly even Ian Davis as well. What else is happening in the world? The UK is to face prolonged period of excess deaths following the pandemic, say health chiefs. Health chiefs, preparing people for the next shocking statistics in the next few years, which they probably can't hide anymore. So basically, Chris Whitty, Sir Chris Whitty, to his friends and family, is telling us that because of steps that were taken to reduce the impact of COVID, there's now a fallout in terms of excess deaths. Doesn't mention the lethal injection, the old clot shot, at all in his thinking, which is surprising given that he should have an analytical mind being a doctor and all that. No, we're to face a prolonged period of excess deaths following the pandemic due to lockdown measures that were taken. So that's old Chris Whitty back from under the stone under which he had crawled recently. He's been very quiet. So he's starting to voice his opinions again. In Ireland, over a fifth of all tourist beds are now contracted to the state for refugees and others, report says. I wonder who the others are. So think about this. Ireland is a tourist spot, generally speaking. The whole island is a tourist spot. And one in every five beds in hotels has now been taken over by the state for refugees and others, which means tourists aren't going to be going there. They're probably going to be put off by the fact that they're going to be sharing their accommodation with men, predominantly men. They have no idea who they are. Not the sort of place you would want to bring a young family, I would imagine. I know I certainly wouldn't, speaking personally. So if I don't go to the city or the town in question, well, that means the tourist industry in the town, the taxis, the restaurants, the cafes, the bars, of course, the souvenir shops, everybody suffers. as a result of this. Everybody suffers. So whilst the government may be shelling out and supporting local hoteliers and people that run hospitality establishments that provide accommodation, they certainly aren't accommodating the remainder of the tourist industry for massive, massive losses of business. But then again, in my opinion, this is a controlled demolition. So what do you expect? Also on the topic of Ireland, Luke O'Connor writes, the country is in grave danger. Anybody can destroy their passport and come here. Anybody claiming to be Ukrainian can come here. Any EU citizen has the right to come here. Housing, health service and tourism is all being thrown away. And that is a valid point. That's a very valid point. Ursula von der Leyen was patting Micheál Martin on the head like he's her little puppy dog. She delivered a monologue yesterday blowing Ireland up about how great they were and fantastic they were and visionaries and caring, sharing, loving people, while he just stood there like a little dog nodding his head at his master's feet. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Micheál Martin, Leo Varadkar, you make me sick. But anyway, it's too early in the morning to vomit. I'll maybe hold that until after lunchtime, and then I'll have a good old puke at the expense of Ireland's so-called leaders. Yes, there you go. If you're on the chat, I haven't checked it yet, I will do. Welcome to all. Normally it's quite lively at this time of the morning on tntradio.live. We have an app that's available on the App Store and also the Google Play Store. Download it, please download it, and help us to stay connected to you everywhere, in every way, shape and form, here only on TNT Radio.
As it happens.
It's around the clock update.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Okay, a Canadian British immunologist and geneticist by the name of Sir John Bell told British members of Parliament that boosters aren't really providing any prolonged protection against transmission, and his biggest issue with the mRNA vaccines is the incidence of myocarditis. This is a word no one knew prior to the injections, pericarditis, myocarditis. Now everybody knows what it is. It's heart damage. The mRNA vaccines as a result of myocarditis, particularly in young males. He also said it was possible there was an accidental lab leak in Wuhan as a part of the inquiry into lessons learned from the COVID-19 pandemic. Lessons learned? Bell told the MPs that he didn't understand why COVID booster jabs were rolled out to the entire population. And here to talk about this, quite frankly, sickening story is none other than Sonia Bailey. Sonia, how are you today?
I'm well, Rick. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. Yes. You know what? It doesn't even matter to me anymore. It has been a long week. And I must admit, I'm looking forward to the weekend, not to be thinking too much about this stuff. But it doesn't really go away, does it, Sonia? It's always in the back of the skull, even at the weekends.
Yeah, most definitely. And look, for me today, this article has really struck a nerve because here in Australia, they have just in New South Wales, they've just announced that as of midnight yesterday, there are no public health orders in force in New South Wales that mandate COVID-19 vaccination. And the public health orders that covered healthcare workers have ceased, and should employers choose to enforce it, they could themselves. But of course, that then opens them up to all sorts of legalities if they are then forcing their staff when there's no mandate in place. So of course, when I saw this article, I thought that's just excellent timing. And quite literally, as I was proofreading it to send you some information, my son sent me a text when he was on his way home from school. And his text just said, "Mum, how much do rapid antigen tests sell for?" And I said, "What are you talking about, mate?" And he texted me, "Just how much are they worth?" And I said, "They can't give them away, because particularly here in Australia, I'm not sure about in the UK, we're well past that. Really, the only people who use them are the absolute terrified. The rest of us haven't used them. I've got nearly 20 sitting in the cupboard. I said, mate, they're not worth anything. I said, why is that? He says to me, because school has sent me home with 5 3-packs with four days of school left before the end of term.
Just to get shot of them. They literally can't give them away. They can't they can give them away, but when they do give them away, like you've just said, you know, you could probably open, I think every house has what's called a medicine cupboard or a medicine cabinet where you pile all your old drugs up and your medicines and your cough bottles. I think if most people would open them up somewhere, gathering dust somewhere, you might find yourself a swathe of these what do they call them? They call them lateral flow tests. And then there's the ones you stick up your nose and down your throat. Oh, my Lord.
Here's the kicker, though. The reasoning the school gave for handing them out was not, well, we're going to be closed for 8 or 9 weeks over the Christmas break and we don't want them sitting around here. The reason for handing them out was that there is a new variant coming and they want students to be prepared before returning to school next year.
So and that was the excuse.
And that's in the midst of me reading this article where we have essentially somebody who is well qualified to discuss the efficiency and the actions of vaccines and viruses saying, well, you know, it's kind of not all it's cracked up to be and we probably don't need to crack out the boosters in any much of a hurry. And what I found super interesting about what he told to Parliament was this. He said, let me start by saying that all three of the original vaccines, the AstraZeneca and the two mRNA vaxes, have been unbelievably effective that eliminated that really dreadful disease that caused many deaths early on. And the durability of those vaccines and preventing those problems has been impressive.
Impressive. Not. I'm not impressed. I'm pretty sure you're not impressed. And you know what I'd like to know? We keep getting told by people, they seem to pull figures out of thin air. They say these jabs have saved millions of lives and it's reduced hospital occupancy by 10%. There's no way of proving any of that. Absolutely any of it. There's no evidence to say they've even saved a single life. But in fact, the opposite's true. I would say the evidence is mounting up that they're killing. They're killing hundreds of thousands and soon to be millions of people. It's insane.
You know, and TikTok dances and YouTube shorts are a really good example of that because last year and the year before, the internet was flooded with doctors and nurses and hospital staff dancing and joking and having a great time in the midst of this terrible pandemic. We're not seeing any of that this year because now they're actually dealing with case after case after case of these adverse reactions. Now, what's most telling about what was discussed in Parliament was exactly what the Labor MP said, and I'm going to quote her because this just really blew my mind. So she came out and she said that in relation to myocarditis, the information that is coming out now is far worse than they expected, than they anticipated. And my immediate reaction on reading that was, well, how many did they anticipate? Wait, you're telling me they already knew that this was going to happen. They already anticipated these kinds of adverse reactions. It's just snowballed further than they thought it was. But for me, very early on, the most telling thing, and this is what woke me up about vaccines, was that they began calling them safe and efficacious. Now, me being a researcher, I went, what the heck does efficacious mean that makes it different to efficient? It means having the desired or intended effect. So if these vaccines are efficacious, but they're not actually stopping transmission or illness or death, then what is their desired and intended effect?
Exactly. Exactly. And all of a sudden, you have these world-class, allegedly world-class doctors and virologists are now coming out to say, you know, we might want to put a halt on things because things are looking a little bit sketchy. One by one, they're crawling out from under the rocks. And, you know, I'm not buying the fact that someone like you, with all due respect, and someone like me, with all due respect to myself, saw this a mile away from day one, that this is potentially a lethal injection that people are getting, because at the very least, it hadn't been extensively clinically tested. And the average vaccine, well, not the average vaccine, but in most cases, vaccines take at least a decade to 20 years to bring to market, undergoing rigorous trials. And they rushed this to market and they boasted about it to say, we got this done in under 9 months.
And so if that
didn't set the alarm bells ringing, what would?
Well, this is where, for me, looking over the last 2.5 years, 2.5 years ago, I was convinced, and nothing has happened to change my mind, that these vaccines were always designed to fail so that the elites could then turn around and say, well, this is failing. We're not stopping transmission. We're not stopping illness. We're not stopping death. These vaccines aren't working. So what we need is to microchip everybody so we can track everyone's illnesses and movements and underlying health conditions so that we can protect everyone. It's a load of garbage.
It is a load of garbage. And you know what? As much as we have called things right so far, I think, unfortunately, next year, there's going to be even more stuff coming to light that we hadn't been aware of. It's going to be a tsunami of horror for next year. And that's just the way I see it. It doesn't look like things are going to magically change on January the 1st and everything's going to be okay. The fallout from this is going to be absolutely horrific. But anyway, that's a little bit negative. I don't want to depress our little listeners too much here this lovely Friday morning. So talking about tsunamis of horror, let's just say thank you very much for all your contributions this week.
Thanks,
I hope
Rick.
You have a lovely weekend. And if you're baking any cookies this weekend, get my address from my gran and you FedEx
me over a little box of chocolate. Well, if you've been a naughty boy, you won't be getting coal. You won't be getting coal in your stocking. You'll be getting a lump of gingerbread.
Oh, no. Not ginger. I don't like gingerbread. No. No, make it a triple chalk chip. Thank you very much. But now I'm salivating and now I can't concentrate on what I'm supposed to be doing. But anyway, Sonia, thank you very much and have a wonderful weekend. And we'll speak next week. That was Sonia Bailey. I'm Rick Munn. Natalie Chiel is on the way. I hope. Don't go away.
TNT Radio's Michael Parker.
This was in regards to my statements on Friday about Trump. And it says, Michael, no juice for Trump? So I ask, why are they going all third world dictator on the only opposition candidate, Trump? And why aren't you screaming about the unbelievable corruption of the democratic process? And why is every corrupt, all of them, media platform in the country smearing Trump 24/7 on behalf of the Democratic Party bosses? We'll stop there. I think I talk about electoral integrity and my concerns about that pretty often, especially as a result of what happened in the last presidential election, the 2020 election. So I think I talk about that quite a bit, and I think that I've been right about it, and that's why I was not super optimistic about a red tsunami happening in this recent midterm, and it didn't happen. Because I'm worried about the integrity of our election.
Deprogram with Michael Parker on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
A better business tip from TNT Radio. The benefits of advertising on today's News Talk, TNT Radio, should be clear to businesses of any shape or size. It can be accessed anywhere, anytime, by anybody, and is the perfect way to build brand awareness and stimulate digital activity. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
The climate change lunatics in government and at the WEF will make meat, cheese, milk, and chocolate heavily taxed luxury items to save the planet. Just like private jets, the rich will indulge in whatever they want, while the poor are left with nothing. Remind me how the French Revolution ended again, when the poor had nothing? Lighting the fuse for freedom. TNT Radio.
Well, look who's back again. She hasn't opened her mouth. She hasn't communicated anything to suggest this, but I'm sensing Natalie Chiel's got a little bit of a cold. Am I right or am I wrong?
I have had a cold last couple of weeks.
See, I can tell. When people come on and their eyes are a little bit like slits and their nose is about 20% bigger than it normally is because they've been blowing snot out furiously all week, I can pick things up. You see, I'm right, aren't I? I'm right.
Yeah, it went from my it then went to my sinuses, and then I've had no hearing in one ear. I've been feeling exceptionally sorry for myself.
Do you know what? Just before you came on, my left ear, all right, I don't know if it's my headphones, and this is making me paranoid. I don't know if it's my headphones, I don't know if it's my microphone, I don't know if it's my computer, or it's my ear itself. My hearing's kind of gone in my left ear, and there's this, I don't know what it is, this horrible thing hanging in the back of my neck, throat, and I can't get rid of it, and it's making me go a lot. What do you think's going on? Why are we all down with this right now? Do you think they're targeting us or what?
Who knows? Maybe it is ADE or VADES what so many people said. That I must admit, there is more people ill at the moment, particularly around where I am, than there is normally. But you could say that. But then this time from kind of September to December, it's always the worst time because schools go back, it gets cold. So I'm not going to say that as evidence of any type of vaccine side effects. I think
we're thinking it. Yeah. Old Ed Cooper, Ed, if you're listening, I love you to bits from Melbourne, Rise Melbourne. He's been sick for a while. He did lose his hearing completely. He's got terrible tinnitus in his ears as well. We're all manifesting the same weird symptoms, which kind of makes me wonder. It kind of makes me wonder. And Johnny Weissman, Johnny Weissman came on here about 2 weeks ago, and I asked him the question because I trust and respect him. I said, Johnny, vaccine shedding, what do you think? And he says, absolutely, 100%. I think I have notes. Amyloids get exhaled into the air, especially if you've just been boosted or whatnot. Peter McCullough came out the other day. I think I don't really listen to him that much, but he did do a clip where he said that, yes, you can spread this through bodily fluids by kissing, by hugging and all this business. I don't know. I know a few people around me, I'm not going to name names, who have been complaining saying, I'm not the best because all my workmates have been getting the old booster jab. I don't know. Maybe there's something in it. Maybe there's not. I'm avoiding people like the plague.
Well, you like doing that, don't you, Rick?
It's a good excuse. I don't like people anyway, but this is a good excuse.
Oh, I don't like Christmas time, never have. So I'm like, I get called the Grinch at this time of year. I'm like, bah, humbug. Don't want to see anyone or do anything. But it is strange with the colds. But I would also say that whether it's just something going round, that the people who haven't had the vaccines do seem to be recovering much quicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, obviously we haven't had our immune systems compromised at all. And that's what my experience is. Obviously that's only my experience. So I can't say that's fact or definite. It's just what I kind of witnessed.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, I was crook for about a week or so, grumbling a lot about my throat, etc. But all it did, I just rested. I drank a lot of water. I took some vitamin C. I got out and got some sunlight. And you know what? I recovered. Thank God I recovered. Some people are still scrambling to get tested to tell us that they're COVID positive and they're isolating and this, that, and the other. Even if, and I don't, by the way, I don't test and I don't buy into it, but even if I did test, I tested myself and came back positive, the advice from the NHS is stay at home, drink lots of fluid, take your painkillers, get your vitamin C. It's a common cold / flu. I think there's a little bit more to whatever's out there than that. But in essence, what it is.
Isn't that what the conspiracy theorists told you that? So they're now giving the exact same advice that the conspiracy theorists did right at the start.
They are. from the NHS. And what they actually say is they say, just sit at home. And if your symptoms get really, really bad, then call a doctor. Okay. So if you get, if you start to, you can't breathe and you're having heart palpitations, then come to us. But in the meantime, just you sit in your house. Listen, it's flu season, but it's funny season as well. We're perpetually in funny season right now. I want to take the news break now because there's, oh my Lord, I don't know if you saw the train wreck yesterday, which was the Alex Jones, Kanye West interview. Nice. Holy heavens. And this morning, Musk's only gone and booted Ye off. He's only gone and suspended him this morning. Holy heavens, I'm not joking. I went to bed last night really late. I went out walking really late. I made a video. I was laughing in it. People were saying, that's the first time we've seen you laugh making a video. I came in and I was chuckling to myself at the absurdity of this. And I woke up this morning chuckling like a lunatic, because if you don't laugh, you cry. This is the level we're at. So we're going to take a news clip and then we're going to look at some of this fallout, because it kind of counters the old, I'm here to restore the freedom of speech now.
He's
the first
not.
Thing he's done, slap old Ye down with the ban hammer this morning. Yes, Ye got slapped down. And if Ye got it,
we'll have to
what chance does Rick Munn have? Or you're already
exactly.
gone.
Exactly. I'm not there. They've not reinstated my you're account.
Gone.
I'm sure they're not going to. Let's see what Darren says about this. Is he still going to say that he's the...
We have a bet on me and Daz.
The saviour of free speech.
We made a bet. I think it was in April. I can't remember the details, but I said he will not restore freedom of speech within a year. I think there's 100 quid on it. But anyway, yeah. Darren, if you're listening, you better get that old wallet of yours out of your pocket. He's very tight as our Darren, but he's going to be out 100 quid, I think, by next April. But anyway, let's take the news break. And when we come back, let's look at the saviour, a.k.a. Elon. When we come back, don't go away.
Here's a little news flash.
TNT Radio News.
Matt Boyland here with a look at your TNT headlines. France has admitted it has run out of weapons to send to Ukraine as the endless flow of arms to Kyiv begins depleting Western stockpiles. Russia has warned the world is at risk of sliding into nuclear war. And the Pentagon has claimed China is trying to erode America's influence in the Asia-Pacific region as Beijing draws attention to last year's chaotic withdrawal of US troops from Afghanistan.
Globalist agendas, democratic rights at risk, corruption, propaganda. It never stops. Listen to TNT Radio anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk. This is TNT Radio.
Okay, just a quick shout out to all the lovely listeners that are in our live chat on tntradio.live. You scroll to the bottom of the website and or the app, and it's there. You can leave a message. You can leave some information, some thoughts, ideas, criticisms. Englishman's in there dropping a lot of information about immigration. Thank you for that. Zippy, you're very, very welcome as well. Says hello to everyone in the chat. Maz is in there. Rob Oil is in there. Said, you mean detoxing, not germ theory is dead. You know what? Let me be brutally honest with you. I have no position anymore in anything, pretty much. Germ theory, viruses, Wuhan, lab leak, it came from outer space. I don't know. And you know what? I don't care, because I'll tell you why. It doesn't matter where it came from. I'm treating it the same way. Rest,
yeah,
fluids, bit of fresh air, etc., etc. But yes, point taken. There's a lot of questions being asked by a lot of people right now. A lot of people are having their foundations rocked. And certainly the whole business of germ theories and viruses is one of them. Anti-lockdown Lance, good morning to you, sir. Said Rick, it coincided with the kids' flu jabs, which is the current outbreak of whatever it is going around. Gobby Nobby, which is a very dubious name, a username indeed, says, great show, Rick. Been listening since day one. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you've stuck it out for the last, 10 or 11 months. You shall receive a reward, no doubt, if not in this world, but the next. A lot of people writing in the chat, which is always fantastic to see. Oh, Darren's listening. He says, the bet was I get my account back. Freedom of speech is restored on Twitter. The 100 quid is still on. Well, listen, son, you better just prepare yourself, because who knows what's going to happen. Yay's gone. And let's talk about this, okay? So let me compose myself. So Alex Jones, Kanye West, train wreck interview, very polarizing, of course. Kanye was wearing this, gimp outfit, I think, to do with the Balenciaga thing.
Balenciaga.
He brought out a kid's, did you see him bringing out the kid's fishing net at one stage, the orange fishing net, when he was talking about Netanyahu? Yeah. Absolutely bizarre. Sent the internet into a meltdown. Ye then decides to go on and post on Twitter, and allegedly it was Alex Jones actually using his phone to post on Twitter. Then he put some weird symbol up, which was like a mixture between a Star of David and a swastika. And the next thing, he's gone. Elon slapped him down with the old ban hammer, said that he was inciting violence. And then, and I'm finished this little mini tirade here, and then you can counter with your own little mini tirade.
Yep.
Last 2 weeks ago, you and I were talking about the passive aggressiveness of Musk's posts on Twitter. So he puts one up this morning, very simply. What was it? F-A-F-O. That was it. And there's a meme going around, very, very common meme tonight, saying, if you F around, you'll find out what happens. All right? If you F around, quote unquote, you'll find out. So that was his post this morning. F-A-F-O. Was that not him doing a little flex of his dictatorial fascistic Twitter master muscles or what?
He is a dictator. And I read out a couple of tweets to Darren last week. He's absolutely loving it. You know, as all narcissists and sociopaths does, he's loving the control. He's loving the power. And, you know, if he really, truly cared about free speech at all, he wouldn't be removing Kanye West. At the end of the day, I don't necessarily agree with what Kanye's saying. I do believe it was taken out of context. Kanye actually said, I believe you should love all your enemies. Mm-hmm. And if you love all your enemies, they are able to be healed. So most of the time when he said, I love Nazis and I love Hitler, he was actually talking about if you love your enemies, then you can forgive and you can move on and you can heal. But, of course, that hasn't come across. Now, I'm not saying I agree with that, but I'm saying that's not actually inciting violence. That's actually quite the opposite. So,
after the interview, right? After the interview as well, because I was following this, sadly, I was following this. I got sucked in by this last night because it was just, it was bizarre to the max. It made me laugh a lot, not the content matter, but the absurdity of it all. It just made me chuckle. But he actually put a post out, like a prayer request or a prayer post. After that, he said, listen, let's aim for world peace. Let's love everybody. Let's treat everybody with respect. Now, of course, this was against the backdrop of the interview that he'd just done. And then he put up a symbol, and this is what got him banned, allegedly. It was obviously somebody had done this symbol up for him, but it was like a Star of David representing, you know, the Jews. And then there was a swastika inside it. And his point was, let's love everybody. Okay. Obviously could be taken very much out of context, a very controversial issue, dipping his toes into the water. But allegedly, in Elon's opinion, he said, I've tried, I've given him enough chances. This is incitement to violence and hatred. So he's gone. And lo and behold, he's gone this morning. So the first casualty recipient of his freedom of speech, First Amendment, is none other than Kanye West.
I mean,
it's crazy.
Look, obviously most people aren't going to agree with Kanye, but his actual message is world peace and love. So how are you? I mean, yes, people will say the wrong thing, but what Elon Musk has done is exactly what has been happening to Twitter and free speech for the last couple of years. He's literally following the same old, same old. He's not done absolutely anything different. I do not think Kanye West should be banned, because at the end of the day, even if somebody, I mean, to me, inciting violence means to put a tweet out saying something like, whether you're talking Jews, black people, any group, I hate this group. Please come together with me. I want to hurt them. I want to ostracize them. They shouldn't be part of society. Yeah, that is inciting violence. Now, because it's an interpretation. And this is why, if they're going to do this, he can ban anyone he wants.
He can, and it's like when Trump got banned. Okay, love him or hate him, he should never have been taken off Twitter. Period. He was the sitting president of the United States, and at the same time, the leaders of ISIS and various world terrorist organizations still had active Twitter accounts, while the American Twitter establishment blocked their own sitting president. And they said he was inciting people to violence. The last video that he put up, I believe, before he was taken down was he said, go home. We love law enforcement. We don't want any trouble. Behave yourselves. Yep. Take it easy. Chill out. And they said he was inciting people to. So this incitement to violence or trampling on people's religious views or one thing and another, there's always a back door built in to the freedom of speech carrot that's dangled in front of the donkeys to say we can remove this at any time, just like that.
I think with Kanye West, he's an interesting character as well because I personally believe a lot of what he says does make a lot of sense. Even that thing with the net, if you're actually listening to what he said, and it is difficult to interpret what he says, but he was kind of saying something along the lines of the banks control us. We're in a prison. He very much feels that we are stuck in a system that is corrupt, you know? And for example, the Balenciaga thing, he actually walked away from it a couple of months ago saying that they were corrupt and that they were awful. I do actually think that some of what he speaks is true. Yeah. However, I do think he's quite ill. And some people said, oh, that's just the media saying that. I actually do think he's quite serious bipolar disorder.
Yes.
And at the moment, he is in a manic stage. And I also think it's really unfair that you're then, if it's common knowledge, which he talks about his bipolar, how is it fair that you're taking a person who's severely mentally ill and then taking his free speech away?
And here's the thing to you, and this is the tragedy in all this as well. I agree, in his own words, by the way, I'm not a great follower of his, but certainly at times he appears very lucid. He makes a lot of sense. Other times he does come across as crazy. And I'm not demeaning any mental issue that he has, but here's the problem. If someone in his position with his reach, and you think about the reach that guy has on all the social media platforms and the music that he makes and the clothing, etc., it's how would you say this? I could be let loose on a world stage, for example, and I could say a lot of crazy things that would really offend a lot of people, not because I'm a bad person, but because I have my own thoughts. You've got your own thoughts as well. Because he has such a big platform, and I think a lot of people are manipulating him, they're goading him into saying things that, like, they know his triggers. Like, I might know your triggers. I could say, how could I make this a really interesting show this morning? I know I'm going to attack autistic children, for example, because Natalie's very passionate about that. Yeah. And I could be pushing your buttons simply to get drama, and that's bang out of order, Natalie. That's sick and that's twisted, as bad as anything that he would say.
You're pointing out exactly what I was going to say. I believe he is being manipulated for the agenda. He is an ill man who is a very passionate man, and he does want to fight corruption. I think deep down he is a decent person, but he's very, very ill at the moment. He's almost being used as controlled opposition.
Yes.
Like, to be pushed by other people. So I actually I think he's on our side in that I think he is genuinely trying to show global problems. However, he's being used. Look at this crazy conspiracy theorist. Go push him further, push him further. Watch him.
Push
watch
the buttons,
the
push the button. Yes, exactly. Or telling him he can come on. I could tell him, hey, Kanye, you can come on to Locked and Loaded and you can talk about whatever you like. You can say whatever you like. You can express whatever you like. And then hopefully he'll say something super controversial and then that will get me attention because I'm the person that hosted him and they'll get people talking about me. I don't like it. I don't like it, and I agree with you. Whether you like him or not, whether you agree with him or not, whether you're on his side or not, in his own words, I do believe he suffers from a lot of mental health issues. And if you're in that position, or if I'm in that position, or if I was having like a really bad bout of depression, for example, it might be the best thing to give me the world stage and then push my buttons when you know what makes me go off on one. Because trust me, you would get some real car crash or train wreck stuff out of me as well, probably out of you too. So I'm not judging the guy, but I do detest how people are manipulated by the media, especially people who are vulnerable or maybe at a low point in their life, simply for clicks, for likes, for retweets, etc. So take it or leave it, take him or leave him. But I do think he's also, and he, but having said that, listen, let me finish off on this. He's super smart too, be under no illusion. He's super articulate. You don't get to make that kind of money in music and business. He's got a good head on his shoulders, but he also suffers, I think, from bipolar, and he's made no secret of that fact. So the dude needs help, in my opinion. And maybe actually, you know what? It's like you actually let me say this. You see, since you went off Twitter, you've probably improved. Your outlook's improved. You've chilled out a little bit more. It's actually been a blessing.
Yes.
So maybe with him being off as well, maybe it will be a little bit of a blessing for Kanye West. We don't wish anybody any ill will, especially.
No, I'm sure it will be, and he does need help. However, on the bigger picture, his freedom of speech shouldn't be removed because he's mentally ill. And actually, that's part of the reason it's happened. Quite disgusting.
It is. Good summary. And by the way, a lot of people in the chat are commenting. They're liking what you're saying. There's so much chat here, actually. Let me try and give you a little bit of encouragement here. Lunatic, no, that wasn't directed at you. That was directed at somebody else. Zippy says, correct, Nat. Mazzy says, just got to love Natalie. And Holly says, totally agree, Natalie. So there's people listening in. Some people are agreeing and nodding. Some people might be shrugging their shoulders. But either way, we're just trying to bring this to light, which is what we're doing. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, let's look at some other related business here on TNT Radio. Don't go away.
Give me a minute with TNT Radio's Steve Malzberg.
More evidence that the Department of Justice under President Biden is little more than a political arm of the left. You might remember the case of Uroj Rahman, a lawyer who, along with another attorney, threw a Molotov cocktail into an NYPD cruiser during the 2020 George Floyd riots in New York City. The Trump administration wanted to use a domestic terrorism sentencing enhancement against them, which would have carried a maximum 10-year sentence. But according to the Washington Free Beacon, the Biden Justice Department dropped that, and the pair pleaded guilty to lesser charges. Rahman still faced up to 5 years in prison, but got just 15 months after the Biden Justice Department intervened on her behalf. The judge actually called Rahman a remarkable person who did a terrible thing one night, repeating the argument of her defense team. Prosecutors said both attorneys explicitly approved of violence and in text messages encouraged others to engage in violence. And the Biden DOJ went to bat for these low-life punks, shouted from the rooftops. Thanks for giving me a minute. I'm Steve Malzberg for TNT Radio.
It's not a taking a call from childcare seat.
Hello.
Or a coffee on the way to work seat. It's not a reading an email from a workmate seat. Or even a dealing with the kids before they get out of hand seat.
Stop it!
It's a driver's seat. If there's someone or something that needs your attention and it can't wait, pull over first. Because no one's driving if you're distracted. A message from the Government of South Australia.
Come on, speak up!
Speak. You must tell us.
This is today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Okay, the chat is still going pop, pop, pop here, which is good. It's always a good sign that when you've got a lively chat. Zippy makes a good point as well. Old Zippy, he's a regular contributor on the chat. He says, people are struggling with domestic energy bills. Immigration has exploded. Excess deaths continue to rise. Westminster led by unelected WF puppets. Blackouts are looming, and we're talking about an idiot in a mask. Yes, we are. And let me say this, old friend, as you well know, I cover all of those issues on a daily basis as well. I do not neglect any of those issues, but this is also relevant because it feeds into the old Musk business. And I feel personally he's the most dangerous man on planet Earth right now. Forget about Klaus Schwab and the WF. It's Elon fragging Musk.
I feel obviously there are big distractions and things that you don't want to talk about, but this is really important. This is somebody's free speech being taken away. And having your free speech taken away is exactly the same as all those other things he was talking about. That's a exactly. WEF agenda.
It's all part of the big puzzle. It's all part of the big puzzle. And it leads into this a little bit because there's been a lot of other developments have happened this week. We covered it off. I covered it off in the editorial that came in there this morning. Chris Whitty, for example, has crawled back out from under his rock. And bizarrely, well, the guy's a sir, although that means absolutely zero these days when you think about who has been knighted over the last few decades, the paedophiles and the scum that have been knighted by the Queen over the last few decades. The knighthood means absolutely nothing. But he's now saying that we should expect to see increasing excess deaths over the coming weeks, months, and years. So, in other words, they're planting that seed into people's heads. It's on the up, but it's because of the precautions that they took to save everybody from COVID. This is now the fallout. This is the price we're going to pay. No mention of the big old V, is there?
I think there seems to be a massive push at the moment, and it's a cover-up. There seems to be a lot of backtracking, but done in a way like to rewrite history very, very carefully so as not to push any responsibility to anyone. So, I mean, I heard the words, it's a collateral effect from lockdown, the excess death. It then ensures that the vaccines are never going to be looked into. And it's almost done very quietly as well, because really, if that is the case, then we should be investigating lockdowns, but they're still not doing that either. No. It's like they're slowly trying to rewrite history. What's going on in China at the moment? It feels very similar. Suddenly, you've got Justin Trudeau going, I stand with the Chinese protesters. Hold on a minute. When these protesters did the same in your country, you took the bank accounts away. So, and we've got, and the same, you know, our mainstream media is telling us, I mean, I don't even believe everything. I never believe anything that's coming out of China. It's normally propaganda anyway. So by the by, whatever's going on there, the point is I'm more looking at the mainstream media's reporting of those incidents, and it kind of sits with me in the same way as the Chris Whitty story. They're trying to almost say, oh no, we did say that protests were good. They're rewriting history. So if by doing it with China now, they're almost saying, oh no, we always covered the protests in this country, you know, like they're slowly trying to, as you saw in 1984, basically. That's kind of how it feels.
Do you know what I've seen this week that makes me agree with what you've just said more than anything, okay? The one person who is despicable character altogether, Julia Hartley Brewer from Talk Radio or Talk TV or whatever she's called now, she has been banging and shilling for that vaccine like it's going out of fashion since it was released. She was very vocally anti-lockdown. She liked to put people like Matt Hancock on the spot about lockdowns, but she was always a pimp for the vaccine. But this week, for the very first time, some dude was on her show from he's a statistical guru. They were talking about excess deaths. And for the first time, she slipped into conversation. She said, you know, the internet is awash with talk about it could possibly be linked to the vaccine. And we know that certain countries are now stopping this for young men because they're developing heart disease. Is there a possibility that they could possibly be linked? Sir, I want to know from the expert, as if she doesn't know. So when someone like that starts to question the safety of the vaccines and ask for inquiries to be done, you know the cover-up of the century is underway.
I believe so. I believe there's been a change in agenda. You know, when that's how it feels to me this week. That's how I see what's going on in China. So I don't believe what's going on there. But like I said, it's about how they're reporting it. They only show us in the media what they want us to see. That's a program it social conditioning. So they're now telling us it's okay to protest and you should protest lockdowns. Well, they were beating us up in this country for doing so. The police were. Only last year. So they're basically mocking us. They are, it's almost like they're saying they're rewriting history. They're trying to tell us that they were always on our side. They were never on our side. You know, and they're doing it slowly.
And it's been well enough documented, and a lot of people have been, well, people like you, people like me, we've been hacked off from day one about this, about the way we've been demonized and ostracized and shunned from society and kept out of bars and restaurants because we didn't have our vaccines and we couldn't show our QR codes and we couldn't get a little green tick, or we hadn't obeyed test and trace by the NHS. They're kind of trying to forget that, but enough hacked off people took enough screenshots, downloaded enough videos, have enough evidence, how would we say, that no one's going to wriggle off that hook. I don't think it's time for some payback, I think.
I think so. I was just thinking as well, Matt Hancock, I didn't obviously watch any of I'm a Celebrity. He came third, but actually that sits with the same agenda, doesn't it? That's backtracking again. That's a PR stunt. That's again changing his image in order then for him not to be responsible. Kind of the same thing as Chris Whitty's done, the same thing as it's very obvious that it's now a deliberate change in agenda, and I think we're going to see it more and more and more, and it's going to come out, the truth's going to come out, but they're going to try take it out in a way that makes them not responsible, like it's all just one big incompetent mistake. And we should all have the amnesty base. That's where we're heading. Amnesty. And that's the agenda.
That's the other key word. That's the buzzword at the minute. That's the word that's being put into people's heads. Amnesty. We need an amnesty. We need to forget about the past. We need to embrace these people. They didn't really know. They weren't fully aware. They were just following the science. The science changes the amnesty. The amnesty. To hell with that amnesty. You know, I believe in, yeah, you can forgive, but you don't forget. Okay, and someone once described this to me. It was an old preacher, actually. He was talking about trust and faith, and he said, you know what, you could have a mirror in your apartment, in your flat, you know, a nice mirror, and it could fall off the wall or fall off the mantelpiece and smash. You might really like it, so you get some glue and you try to put it all back together again, and you could do that. You could reconstruct it, but every time you look at it, you're going to see those cracks and you're going to be reminded that it was broken in the past. It's still functional. You still keep it, but you still realize, hang on a minute, that thing was smashed to pieces at one point. That's the way it is, if anything, with this so-called amnesty. These people can't be allowed to wriggle off the hook.
No, they can't. It's that isn't how life works. I mean, I'm very much for taking responsibility and saying sorry, but you have... And that's what needs to happen. That's a completely different matter. If people are genuinely coming out with a full apology and saying, you know, I'm gonna have to make amends here, you know, whether that for some people mean a prison sentence or literally, even if it was full public apologies and insisting that can't happen again, but they're not doing that.
No,
be
not.
Very, very aware. They're trying to make this just go pushed under the carpet. Very changing the agenda very, very carefully so that no responsibility will take. Why? Because they can then do what they want in the future as well. And that's why it's being done that way.
That's right. And the whole business of Hancock and I'm a Celebrity, I'm the same. I didn't watch any of it. I was getting my feedback third hand from people that did watch it and were commentating on it. But I think that was simply it was done as a gauge or a barometer. So they said, okay, we're going to put him in there with his reputation of leaving the wife and doing the dirty and his corruption and everything else that he was involved in. And we'll see how he's accepted. And a lot of people were like, you know what? He's not a monster. He's just maybe a misguided individual or someone that was trying to do his best under a lot of pressure. And no doubt, this is all being monitored on the whole.
It was deliberate.
People are saying, okay, there's people like Natalie and Rick who see this guy for the rat that he is, but there's also a huge swathe of people out there that actually think he's not such a bad dude. So it's just a barometer. It's the same with Kanye West. It's a barometer. It's the same with Elon Musk. It's a barometer. Will they accept him? Will they buy into it despite what they know? If the answer to that's yes, they know they can roll their agenda forward another step or two. And listen, they're doing a damn fine job of it at the minute. Whether the narrative's collapsing or not, they're still on the march. And as long as they're in power, we still have work to do. Natalie, the music's playing. That means it's time for you to whip out a Kleenex, blow that nose of yours. Maybe put your feet up and get some Lemsip down your neck. Thank you very much for tuning in again. Lovely to see you again. And I know you're a little bit under the weather. Hopefully you'll recover fully. over the weekend. Have a good one. And thanks for your input. Bye. As always, that was Natalie Cheel. Bye-bye, Natalie. Thanks to everyone for listening in. I've still got an article with Ian Davis. Don't go away. Locked and Loaded. We'll be right back.